This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and you may have noticed it's starting to get a little bit colder, so what should we do with our gardens come winter? I'm joined by Jenny Dillon, garden editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So we're going to talk about winter flowers today, flowers which do a bit better in the colder weather. What are some of the ones that you've been looking at?
Well, there's a new one on the market called it's a hellebore, and it's new on the market, and it comes in the most glorious, rich claret colour, and with really quite dense foliage and flowers that rise above the foliage, and it's a gorgeous thing. I mean, hellebores are one of my favourite plants. They really are just so delightful. Where I live, they don't thrive very well because they don't like a humid summer, but they do love the cold and a hot summer, and they're just ideal for South Australia because you have those lovely hot, dry summers and cool winters. And it's one of those little flowers that, you know, are small. They don't get much bigger than about 50 centimetres tall, but they will just dot around your garden and brighten it up all through winter, the last at least 3 months in these gorgeous, pretty little flowers.
So what kind of colours do they come in?
They come in the most amazing range. You know, they can range from black, deep as plum or red. There you can get a lovely fresh apple green colour, you know, really bright primrose yellow. And then you can get the palest of pinks and then gorgeous pristine creams and whites. And on top of that, I mean, you can just go with that one particular shade, but so many of them come in two colours, you know, and they have really interesting patterns. You know, for example, they can just have splotches of colour. They could be sort of a yellow one with a splotch of red on it. Or they'll, what I think are just so gorgeous are the freckled ones. You know, they've got little freckles all over their petals. They're just beautiful.
So you're saying they like a hot, dry summer, but how well do they do in, I guess, direct sunlight?
Well, not very well. They are shade lovers, which is they love the shade and they love the moist soil. So that's why they're a winter flower. They're actually originally, you know, from parts of Europe and Western Asia. They were woodland plants, so they'd grow in the sort of light woodland areas. They just grow amongst the trees where the sun was filtered or the light was filtered, and that's where they thrive, and they just would pop up naturally. And that makes them a really, really strong plant as well because they've been around for so many millennia. They just, you know, they're really hardy. They're easy to care for. They have very few problems with pests and diseases. And yet, despite all that hardiness, they're incredibly pretty.
So, like you said, they're easy to care for, but do like moist soil. So does that mean they require a fair bit of watering?
They do require watering in summertime especially. Also, you should, where you've got them planted, where things are hot but not necessarily exposed to sunlight, it's a really good idea in summertime to mulch it because the mulch insulates the soil, so that keeps the moisture in and keeps the soil relatively cool.
So I guess what kind of tips should people have in their mind when they want to go about planting these and looking after them?
Well, I think that the best time to plant them is now, and autumn to me is just the planting time because, you know, the earth is still warm and our autumns are kind of like elongations of slow winding down of summer. But it's not really too cold at the moment, and because the earth is warm, the plants really appreciate that chance to bed in before the, winter hits them. But, you know, I think about the design. I think that I love the idea when they're mass planted, you've just got sort of this huge area of all these beautiful, lovely, nodding flowers. Now, where they really do look pretty is in their natural setting, so around a deciduous tree, perhaps. And, you know, in summertime, the tree's foliage will protect them from the sun. In wintertime, when the sun is really low in the sky, they don't mind a bit of sunlight. And then around the tree, with all its bare limbs, you've got all these beautiful little flowers, you know, just creating some really, really great interest within your garden. But you can also, I mean, if you've got an awkward position, a side path under the eaves, you know, that is doesn't get much sun, you can fill a whole row of hellebores in different colours, and it'll really make your walk down that path an interesting journey.
And can you grab them from most nurseries?
Absolutely. In fact, you'll find them out there now because they're getting ready for, you know, people to get excited about having them in your garden in wintertime.
No worries. Well, hopefully people can grab some and you know, add a bit of colour, a bit of spice to their yard. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, garden editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.